Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, Cars, Goodbyes, and the Stay-at-Home Bully. I am the omniscient narrator. While I am not a bulldog, I know their stories and have invited five wonderful dogs to share. If you've followed our stories, then you know bulldogs talk, share secrets, and solve mysteries. Did you know they also have emotional breakdowns from time to time?
Why did she have to leave?
What are you talking about, Mamie?
My people left a week ago, and I am all alone.
No, you're not. Five bulldogs, all here at Frank's. Weekly games, cheap meat products. It's who we are.
That's true, Harley. She is going to stop crying, right?
Boaz, a little compassion, please.
I would love a little compassion, Babushka.
No, I mean you need to be more compassionate to Mamie.
That would be nice.
They are coming back, right? Is that better?
Don't look at me. They're not my people.
They're not coming back, are they?
I'm just not equipped for all this drama. It makes me depressed.
Even more than usual?
No, not really. I think I've hit rock bottom when it comes to believing it's the end of the world as we know it.
How long have they been gone, Mamie?
3 days.
I thought you said a week.
As you can tell, Mamie doesn't like being alone.
No, I don't.
And for a bully, it is hard to understand everything that people say.
You know me too well.
Let's see how this all began.
I'm here, Mumbashin, bye-bye.
What are you saying?
Mumbashin, stay.
Oh, are you giving me a treat?
I'm a good girl.
That was weird. You're coming back soon, right? Hey, I'm in here, alone. I will be a good girl. I won't even stick my head out the window to hear my skin flap in the wind. Hello? Hello? Anyone? Come back? Please?
I hate being left alone at home.
My people have never left me, Hobart. Never.
Maybe she was picked up by aliens.
Maybe she went out for ice cream and is never coming back.
Don't listen to them. Have your people ever scolded you?
No. Well, there was that one time, but that was only because I was certain the pillow was an attack badger. Well, it looked so real in the dark.
Have you ever gone without food?
No. That would be awful.
When was the last time your people petted you?
Let's see. That was right before she got in the car and left me alone.
I think I see how this game's played, Babushka. Let me give it a try. Have you ever had dreams about being abandoned on an old country road? Perhaps Babushka should explain how this works.
Ooh, let me try. Okay. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night knowing that you are never going to see your people again? There should really be rules to this game. It's sort of unfair to say the wrong thing again.
I agree.
Want to say anything funny, Boaz?
You forget. I never say anything funny.
I believe it's time I stepped in. Mamie, after your people left, what happened?
Well, I ran to the couch, placed my paws on the back cushions, and looked out the window, and then I cried.
Do you think your friends care about you?
Yes.
Have they been there for you?
Always.
So, for right now, you feel comfortable, right?
Kinda.
Okay. Take us back to the evening of the day your people left.
The sun was starting to set, and I heard the key in the door. I thought she was home.
But she was stuck in the food court of the mall eating an all-week pretzel.
Or not.
No, it was a friend of my people.
Hello, Mamie. Are you hungry?
Of course. All I really recognized was the word hungry. The rest was sort of blah-de-blah-blah.
My favorite language.
What happened next?
Aren't you excited? I get to come over and spend time with you for the next 4 days. We'll have so much fun. I'll feed you, water you, and even play with you. And do you promise not to eat a pillow?
Still, all I heard was blinkety-blee-blee.
Never heard that language before, Mamie. Is that anything like blabbity-blah-blah?
I think I made it up.
Well, it's a good'un. Had me fooled.
Was there anything unusual about your house?
I don't think so. No, wait a minute. There was a light left on in the bathroom, and the radio was left on.
Do you like that?
Well, it is comforting when there is no one else around.
Did you know that humans sometimes do that to keep their pets calm during short times away?
I had no idea. They should tell us things like that.
I think they try. Sometimes bullies just can't speak their language.
Mamie, what's wrong? Are you hungry? Look at your bowl. You haven't eaten anything.
I don't know what you're saying, but come pet me.
You're too pretty to be so sad, Mamie. You just put your pretty head on my lap, girl.
You're nice, but you're not my people.
Oh, do you want to go outside? No, looks like you want to sleep behind the couch. I wish I knew what to do for you. Lynn?
So what's going on with Mamie?
I'm not sure, but she won't eat. She seems very sad.
Sometimes they get that way when they aren't feeling very good.
I hope she's not getting sick.
Hopefully she'll be all right until I can come home.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'll spend a few more minutes here, and then I need to go home, Mamie. You're breaking my heart.
So, here I am at Frank's restaurant, abandoned and without people.
My people leave me home alone all the time. That's why I walked the streets and found this old restaurant.
But my people have never left me.
Sometimes they have to.
What do you mean?
You know Boaz and his nephew and nieces that came for a visit?
Yes.
Well, sometimes our people have to go visiting too.
And you don't spend all your time at home, Mamie. Sometimes you visit us.
But not this long. That would make my people sad.
It feels like forever, doesn't it?
It has been forever.
To distract Mamie from her crisis, the bullies pulled out their normal games and played Go Fish.
Do you have that blue fish with the yellow stripes? I can't read.
Go Fish.
Then Tiddlywinks.
This game is for bulldogs with smaller paws.
Then Charades.
You are a drama queen.
What? How could you be so rude?
We've been friends as long as I can remember, Mamie. But you have friends, right here. I don't know if your people will return, but you do have family, right here in this worn-out old restaurant.
But I just miss my people so much.
I know you do, Mamie. Just don't forget the rest of us.
I'll try, Babushka.
That's a start.
Someone just came in.
Everyone be quiet.
Mamie, are you in here?
That's the girl that comes to see me each night.
I saw you come in here.
Well, what does she want?
I don't know.
There you are. You need to hear this.
My people. Where is she?
Hold still, you silly dog.
She put my people in this little box.
No, leave the phone alone.
Come here.
She said, come here. I gotta go. This is like magic. I can't stop myself.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know.
Did you see that?
I hope she will be okay.
Aliens. I think my nose is punched back far enough now.
A week would pass before the bullies would learn what happened to their friend.
She was a good friend.
She was very kind, but not especially good at charades.
She, was a bulldog.
None of us have seen Mamie for an entire week. Don't you guys care?
Well, sure. But I don't think any of us know what to do.
I tried to stay up late for a few nights to keep watching out the window. But then I fell asleep on the couch and started drooling. No one seemed to like that.
And I have discovered I have no graphic design skills. I wanted to make a poster saying she was missing, but it just came out with two paw prints and a nose impression.
All week I've been roaming the streets, looking for Mamie. It suddenly occurred to me, I have no idea where Mamie lives. I couldn't even check to see if she was home.
And while the bullies worried, Mamie walked through the door.
Mamie! We missed you! Can you tell?
It's good to see you.
My dear friend Mamie.
See? I told you she was all right.
It's true. I'm all right.
When that girl took you away!
And then we didn't hear from you for days.
We were rightfully concerned.
No, they acted like the world had come to an end.
All I know is that the girl took me home, and when I got there, my people were waiting for me.
Why didn't you let us know?
We generally only meet once a week.
Well, she's right. We don't usually get together every day.
Although that might be nice.
I don't know. Babushka kind of gets on my nerves.
And you never quite get used to that.
Isn't anyone going to ask me what happened?
Okay, what happened?
Thanks for asking.
Come on, Mamie.
I'm being kidnapped.
It will all be over soon enough.
I have no idea what she's saying, but it sounds bad.
Hop up in your cage.
Jail time. No, I gotta get out of here.
Here, let me help you in.
What did I do wrong?
Were you taken to another country?
Forced to eat Swedish meatballs.
Wait a minute. How's that a punishment?
The girl took me home. And once I got there, my people were waiting.
Home.
I've never really understood what people said before.
It's something you learn.
Yeah, I remembered when you almost died eating bacon. It seems like you understand your people really well.
That's true. Even when they call me a mutt.
Well, it's just hurtful.
You're telling me.
Mamie had a story to share.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
She started off saying things like,
stay.
But then, as I looked into her eyes, I started hearing things differently.
Miss you. I had no idea you would be so sad.
The more I listened, the more I understood.
I had to go visit my mom. She's been sick. I thought you would be okay. I'm sorry you didn't understand.
See? She didn't leave you.
Boaz.
It's true. She didn't leave me. But wow, did I miss her.
And the bulldogs talked long into the evening about the week's grand adventure and laughing over short jokes with corny punchlines.
Ooh, I got one. What do you get when you cross a dog and shampoo?
I don't know.
Shampoodle. Ow.
Great punchline.
That's why I never tell jokes.
In the end, each bully was convinced that it was a wonderful thing to be loved and to love each other. And they were right, you know.
Of course we're right.
You've been listening to Cars Goodbyes and the Stay-at-Home Bully. We'd like to thank our cast, David O'Sullivan as narrator, Katie Daynard as Harley, Glenn Haskell as Hobart, Natalie Stanfield-Thomas as Mamie, Tom Chalker as Boaz, Murray Copan as Babushka, with special guests Alicia Haskell as Alicia and Jennifer Poorer as Lynn. Cars Goodbye and the Stay-at-Home Bully was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell and Mike Murphy. Executive producer, Captain John Tatterzak. This story is dedicated to all who have ever felt alone and misunderstood. The Bully's main theme is the original composition of William Krupczynski. Mixer Glenn Haskell, script editor Cheryl Collins, webmaster April Sadowski, art director Paul Hudson. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, David O'Sullivan, and this is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved.
Blah diddy, blah, blah. I'm trying to make a joke, but it's just not working.
I am your omniscient, I'm not... Psh.
But you're what's that line again?
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night not knowing that you're ever going to see your Yeah, I said the line wrong, didn't I? Yeah, that's probably just me again.